Yeah, good morning. I'm Wayne Schroeder, one of the iRods developers. So thank you for giving me this chance to explain our software to you a little bit. I do think it's useful on a lot of big data problems, certain types. So let's see, that was my first slide. A lot of this is on our website, irods.org, you can refer to. So the research problem we're addressing is, you know, general data management. Mark Ellisman here at UCSD had the best concise description of it that I've heard, that is distributed collection management, and distributed across a wide area network, local networks, as well as across physical storage systems, and across administrative domains. Collections are, you know, sets of data that you're trying to manage, you're trying to preserve or share, collectively manage. And management entails a lot of features built into the software, user-defined metadata, system metadata, replication, different types of authentication, access control, audit trails, lots of different features. I just don't have time to go through it all. There's a wide variety of data being used. It's middleware in a number of different research projects, and it's fully open source with BSD type license. This got a little mangled in the transition here, but it's on our website too. These are the our director, Regan Moore, put this together recently. It's a list of the science and engineering domains that we're aware of that are using iRods. I'll point out a few: a NASA facility, IN2P3 in France has been a big user for a lot of things. There's a NOAA TDLC here at UCSD, Broad Institute, Wellcome Trust Sanger with genomics, radio astronomy, quantum chromodynamics. And my favorite, as a techno geek that I am, the Ames experiment on the International Space Station. But it's not just for large projects. Smaller projects can make use of iRods too. John Helley here has used our predecessor system, SRB, Storage Resource Broker, on many small projects. He's now using iRods. He called me on his satellite phone a few times to help him get SRB going on its way to the Antarctic on a research vessel. So it scales from PCs to large clusters. The Storage Resource Broker is now a commercial product from Nirvana Storage at General Atomics. I mentioned TDLC and OOI here at UCSD is using it. Also Cinegrid, CSDI, SCEC, I believe, is still using it some. And in the past, Bern was making big use of it. I think they still may be using it in some manner. This is a screenshot from our website of download statistics. Gives you an idea of which countries, which sites are interested in. And it matches what we've found in our support to the user community. So it's big in the UK, France, other European countries, or around the world, Australia, but mainly United States, including 62 U.S. universities. Our release notes on our website, too, describe the various releases. We've been doing this for some time. There's a lot of detail on the release notes if you're interested. The iRods team is now spread out largely in North Carolina, University of North Carolina now. Regan Moore, who used to be here on campus, and Arcot Raja Sekar are still the leaders. Raja, and we have Hao Zhu and Mike Conway and a couple of graduate students who are working with us. Those left here at UCSD, it used to be a larger group. It's now just two of us. Mike Wan, who many of you know, has retired recently. And the RENCI Center, the Renaissance Computing Institute at UNC, is also developing another version of iRods, and we're planning to merge those. And there's a quite a large team there developing iRods. So this is a slide that this guy in Europe presented at the EU-DAT conference a few weeks ago. And I think he borrowed one of our slides, so I'm borrowing it back. But it's a good slide describing what IRODS does as an overview. It's a way of connecting users, researchers, students to find data and access it. IRODS is the middleware that connects data to the world of infrastructure. Oops. This is another of his slides where he was promoting how IRODS is suitable for EU-DAT because it's a data management system that's policy-driven by user and system-level rules, or the rule aspect of our software. So it's highly extensible, scalable, integrated with lots of different capabilities, and it's open source and used in a number of projects. This is another view of this overview of how IRODS works. So it installs over heterogeneous data resources so users can manage distributed data as a single collection. This is a view of a RENTI grid, data grid. Internally, the servers communicate to each other. Users just connect to the system by various clients. This view stresses the various clients that can connect to the system. We have command line interfaces of browsers, a Java interface, various GUIs. Our current major project is the DataNet Federation Consortium at DFC, and these are the leaders of that, Regan Morgan and various people. The initial project was engineering hydrology and oceanography, OOI, integrating those systems. So we're building collaborative research, building national data infrastructure, federating existing data management systems, enabling data-driven science and engineering. So there's challenges to using IRODS and to our team. Our focus is on national and international user sites, so we're spread pretty thin. We're entering a new phase where NSF is no longer funding our general community support. I'll touch on that later. Integration. We integrate with a lot of the different software, so it's applied research as well as research. It's highly configurable and complex. Stop. And it always requires somebody to bridge the gap between what it does and what you need. So we're entering the next phase of DFC with iPlant, TDLC, and ODEM, and we're planning to merge the RENTI eIRODS and our current iRODS system. There's a consortium to help fund us, and there's a commercial startup that I'm involved in with some people in the UK.
Okay, questions for Wayne about iRODS? We have one question over here.
What's the competition? And I'm still a little unclear about sustainability models for this guy.
So the question is, what is the competition and sustainability?
It's a struggle to get it down to 10 minutes. I could go on for many, many minutes about sustainability. So the RENTI folks are funded by state funding in North Carolina, and they've put a lot of effort into that. So we're hoping to merge these two versions, and that will continue. The consortium has started up, and the RENTI folks are putting that together. And the model is that users will pay to get more support and to vote on new features. So long term, we hope that'll take off. And for me, myself, I hope to retire, and I'll work for this startup if it works.